Deputy Head of Communications at the Electoral Commission, Yusuf Alassan Ayuba, says the Commission will go ahead and conduct the elections on December 7 since Parliament failed to approve the November 7 date. He said the Commission is ever ready to conduct the election by whichever date it is given. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Ayuba said moving forward, the Commission will adjust its timetable, taking into consideration the December 7 date.
If Parliament in their own wisdom think that the 7th November date is not conducive and they want us to maintain the November 7th date, we are ready to go by what they said.
Well, but how prepared were you if Parliament has sanctioned the amendment going for 7th November? Because some argue that the EC was not ready for the elections in November.
We were very prepared. We had told our stakeholders, our major stakeholders, the political parties, in an IPAC meeting, exactly the plans that we've rolled out up towards the November 7th. We showed them our timetable. They were all convinced. Nobody raised an objection to we not being prepared. We see it as a surprise for them to have gone out to the public domain and continue to say that the Electoral Commission is not prepared.
Well, so you were prepared for the November 7th, but now we go back to the December 7th. Is there anything changing about your processes put in place to ensure free and fair election?
The only thing we have to do now is to alter our timetable to take into consideration the December 7th date now, because we had altered our timetable to so that our programs will be towards November 7th. Now that the election is going back to its old date, it means that we have to alter our timetable to take the December 7th into consideration.
You see, if concerns have been raised why the EC took so long in bringing this bill to Parliament after the 2012 elections. Couldn't it have been done earlier than this?
You know, this proposal did not emanate only from the Electoral Commission. We had to meet with our stakeholders, the reform committee that we set up, you know, introduce new reforms into our system. And with our major stakeholders, the political parties, agreed that we should change the date to the 7th. So it wasn't that the Electoral Commission delayed in bringing that particular bill to Parliament. We had to be sure that we had a consensus from all our stakeholders so that we could come with one voice.
Deputy Head of Communications of the EC, Yusuf Ayuba, talking to